Welcome to the Boldly Business Podcast, brought to you by Sage and Fin24. I am your host, Graham Richards. In this podcast, we chat to a range of dynamic entrepreneurs across Mzansi as they take us through their journey to profit. Through the season, we will identify their mistakes so you don't have to repeat them, get game-changing tips, and learn from their lessons to get you closer to being the business owner you want to be. In today's episode, we speak to TJ Ledwaba, a chartered accountant and proud Sage user. For a bit of background, TJ is an accomplished chartered accountant, academic, business leader, pastor, and a motivational speaker who is dedicated to the growth of young people. He is currently the CEO of Bright Path Business Consultants with expertise in accounting, tax, and advisory roles. He is an aspiring registered auditor and is currently enrolled for the Audit Development Program with the IRBA. Most notably, he was appointed as an accounting member of the Tax Court by the President in 2018, providing expert advice to the presiding judges of the Tax Court as an accountant. He also serves as one of the youngest board members of the Groote Schuur Hospital, appointed by the Western Cape Minister of Health. And last year, TJ was a finalist at the JCI South Africa Top 21 for Business Economics and Entrepreneurial Accomplishments. Wow. TJ has long been a man whose work has a lasting impact on others as a keen mentor, and he enjoys serving in local communities. Today, we are chatting to TJ about how to keep the cash flowing during uncertain times. I understand that a lot of new business owners would have suddenly picked up their ears, especially after the year and a half that we have all experienced. But TJ, maybe a good place to start with someone who has achieved as much as you have throughout your incredible career. And I'm looking at you, you're a young guy, so you're only really getting started. But maybe you want to give us a bit of background as to your business and how you got your start. Where did it all begin?
Thanks for having me. We began after realizing the gap or the need for, very stabilized financial system that were needed in the small businesses. And we established the fact that, you know, most companies are not well organized. They don't have the systems in place. They don't have the right people to manage their finances. And, as a young chartered accountant, then I developed, a passion and a need to go out and help people that wanted to start their companies, and not only start, but make sure that they grow those businesses. And after they've grown them, they are able to comply with the laws and regulations to ensure that there is that continued sustainability, so that you can pass on your business from one generation to another. So that's how we started, out of that need. And, you know, fortunately we had the right skills in place, the right training in place. And it was just a matter of really putting ourselves out there and assist small businesses in South Africa.
Probably the most important kind of link in the chain, if we had to look at the broader economy in South Africa. Our president has identified that this is where we need to be investing, but so many small businesses fall down because of exactly what you have said. A great idea. The passion is there. The impetus is there. They can start something, but then they cannot make it sustainable. In your experience working with so many small businesses and being that sage voice of wisdom that steps in, what are the big mistakes that small companies make in managing their cash flow?
I think most of the entrepreneurs that we're helping, or the business owners, respond very late. So, you know, a problem can, you know, start develop from one stage to another. And we find that most of the companies or most of the business, when they come to us, you know, it's at a very, late stage. So the response in terms of how to handle your finances. So it's a lot of damage control that is happening instead of a preventative or proactive approach to making sure that you've got the right systems in place to avoid, you know, business failure, to avoid, late payments, to avoid, anything that can, you know, basically be a problem around your finances. So the company that we started is Bright Path Business Consultants, and I started that with my other partner who is CYPA qualified, and I came from CYCA side. And you know, we always say to entrepreneurs, do not come to us when, you know,
it's too late.
When it's too late, when the founder says, this is the list of the documents that you need to submit to me. This is the 11 documents. And you find that, now you need to go through a long processes that, you know, are put out there before you can get the documents. So it's very important. Planning is important. It's critical to business survival. You plan and plan. And that involves in all business cycles.
So what you are saying is I needed a TJ in my life pre-COVID, because if ever there was an event that no one could have foreseen that would damage, destroy, obliterate cash flow, it's been our experience, our shared global experience of the last year and a half. And I think particularly hardest hits have been small businesses. How would you recommend that small companies reinvigorate that cash flow? What is the best way to approach post-COVID recovery? And I know we haven't quite finished with that part of the journey, but companies need a lifeline now. Where do we start?
Look, I think it starts with knowing what you can offer to the business and knowing what you do not have. So you have what you call your SWOT analysis, and where you basically look at your strength, your weaknesses, and the threats to the company. The market you operate in always change. The environment always changes. And, you know, we've got experts in the field. If I'm not an IT guy, I mustn't force myself to design a website. I need to get someone who's, you know, trained in that space. You are the media, you know, expert and doing it very well. So I think most companies forget that, you know, there are people who went to school and studied to manage these finances. You know, they know what is the difference between an income and a, you know, a cash inflow. And that's where we come in to say, look, the job of a business person, where we want to see business owners, is focusing on business development and operations, and leaving finances and financial management to accountants. And, you know, outsourcing that function becomes, I mean, comes at a very much affordable rate than if you were to in-house it and have your own accountant. I always ask people, if you were to get an accountant, which is maybe from a college or varsity, how much will you pay that accountant? And you find that if you outsource that function to Bright Partners Business Consultants, you end up paying almost a quarter of that fee, and you still get the expert advice. So it's very much important to understand that, look, you focus on what you're good at and give this function to the accountant.
You know, you call yourself an accountant, but you sound more like a salesman to me. I don't know. I feel like the pitch is strong with this one, and I love it. Because I think it speaks to a deeper understanding and a resonance of what being an entrepreneur and a small business owner is all about. And if you're going to help someone grow in that space, you need to not just be numbers orientated, but you need to understand the passion behind that. But when it comes to the numbers, there are platforms and resources available to manage cash flow. What are those? What would you recommend companies lean on in that sense? And what do you lean on?
No, definitely. Like I said, you know, the less time you can spend on the numbers, reporting and, you know, capturing and processing, the more time you're going to have now to focus on what's even more important. And that comes through, you know, proper implementation of the systems and accounting systems. So we recommend a full integration. Full integration means that have some softwares or system in place that can talk to each other so that you avoid duplication of activities.
Efficiency.
So we're using a lot of Sage products, Sage Payroll, Sage Accounting, and I'm also a Sage accounting advisor in that regard. Where we automate some of the processes. There's a lot of features on those packages. And again, if you're not aware of that, if you don't have the skill to utilize them, that whole system gonna be sort of useless to you. So again, you require someone to come in and say, look, here's the system, but not only the system, I'm also going to show you the right features, applicable features. And again, it depends on what type of business and industry you operate in. Some businesses will not need an inventory system. Some business will need, you know, recurring invoicing. I mean, imagine you invoice the same client, the same amount every month on the same date. You know, why do you have to go every month and do that? You know, with the right systems, you automate that. And the client still get the invoice. And that means you get your money on time and cash flow is improved. You know what I mean? So it's all about getting these systems in place.
the right system yes. and the right interface to engage with that system in the form of the right person standing next to you. You're listening to the Bold Leap Business Podcast, brought to you by Sage and Fin24. In your experience in mentoring young business people in their own money journey, what advice do you have for someone who is now at that point of wanting to launch a new business regarding money management from the beginning? What are those principles, that foundation that they need to lay down?
Look, at your startup stage, I would always advise that to avoid the expenses that you don't need. I think most of us, we develop this passion of wanting to have everything. And it's like shopping, you know, if you shop and shop, you buy things that you don't need. At the end of the day, you're putting too much pressure on your cash flow. And I mean, I've ran my company for about 7 years now. And if you look at my expense structure, it's still very low. There was never a time where even at this point, I've not rented out an office space. You know what I mean? Because I could work anywhere and everywhere and still deliver. So it's always important to build a structure, expense structure, and avoid, you know, putting too much pressure on your cash flow. That's my first advice to someone who's starting up. Focus on getting the money in, less of expenses, and be careful of what contracts you sign. There were times where I bent my fingers by making wrong decisions and ending up signing the contracts when you realize later on, I don't need this thing. So avoid such things. Always ask yourself, is this aligned to my strategic goals? Is this aligned to my vision? Is it adding value to my company? And not just have it because, you know, the guy next door is having it. And then again, reinvest in your company. I always say, see your company as an ATM. You know, if you don't deposit in it, you can't withdraw from it. So try to, you know, whatever you make, have a business development plan where at least funds generated out of the business can still help the business to grow. And by that, I mean investment in the infrastructure. So if you're operating with one machine, consider yourself, you know, wanting to get another second machine so that you can boost the production. Same applies to the service delivery. If you're using one laptop, get, you know, a second laptop, and also build capacity. When you're starting up, it's only yourself and you can do this yourself. Sometimes you work 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, but that's not where you want to be in the next few years. You want to have capacity to make sure that the workload that's going to come, the number of orders, the number of demand, as the demand goes up, then you can be able to get the work out. And that way you'll be able to maintain your reputation and still have the customers coming back. So capacity and financial management, those ones are very much important.
And I'm glad you mentioned the, you know, it sounds ridiculous or overly simplistic, but the idea of a rental, you start a new company and you will fail. You will fail in various degrees. And it's about managing the fallout from that and how quickly you can pick yourself up and get back in the fight. But if you've got a year's worth of rental on a massive property that you've got to pay with no cash coming in, it's going to take you a year to recover before you can get yourself back in there. That being said, sometimes you got to take a risk, man. You got to get out you got to do what you got to do in your own growth path, because clearly you had a wonderful trajectory. As an entrepreneur, how have your systems changed? How have you grown your business?
We have done a lot of research. And again, that's a learning attitude, you know, walking in a room and saying, in as much as I've got these qualifications, in as much as I've done this and that, I still have an opportunity to learn. Why? Because things change all the time. So we always maintain that attitude of wanting to learn, and even from our own clients, and also putting our clients first and say, look, if you can grow, we know for sure somehow, somewhere, we're also going to grow. So we have not put ourselves as the first priority, but we've put our customers as the first priority and making sure that they meet their deadlines, they report, they grow. And by so doing, we have, you know, remained stable in the market, but also learning from our competitors as well, seeing what they're putting in place without taking too much in and still remaining bright path that we are. And I mean, also, you know, being loyal to our vision. We had a lot of proposals and offers coming in, which some of them were just interruptions, pure interruptions that, you know, wanted to interrupt, you know, your destiny. And we had to say no to some of the opportunities. So remaining truthful to our calling and what we want to achieve, and saying no to some of the businesses as well.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot to manage your life as an entrepreneur. It can be very complex, But the most important thing, it requires an emotional investment, which means the knocks that you take are so much more difficult to deal with. And boy, isn't money a cruel mistress. She can knock you down, grind you down, keep you down. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs have experienced that over this last year and a half. And there's no one you can point a finger at. Maybe they didn't have, we didn't have the preemptive measures in place as you've spoken about, but there's been a lot that's been out of our control. So I'm going to ask you to round off with advice to someone who maybe is in that position now, who is questioning every level of their existence because they are going through the hard yards and they are struggling to manage their finances in their business. What advice do you have for that entrepreneur right now?
So that there's few techniques around cash flow and how you can avoid some of the issues. Simple things like taking deposits or, 50% of the invoice before you can start the service to avoid accumulating too much debt in your company. Adding interest on overdue accounts, work around your payment terms if you can. Buying on credit if you can as well. Again, it depends on what type of business you are in. I mean, for instance, I'm in the service industry. I don't have a lot of purchases. I just, deliver a service and then, the money comes in. But it's very important to also remember that, you can always stop, pause, and re-strategize. So what I'm trying to say is that if you had a business plan that was done 2 years ago, doesn't mean that you need to continue doing things like that. I mean, the ability to adapt when things change, that has kept me going, even financially. If I've been operating in a bigger space and I see now that my cash flows cannot afford that. If I can downsize, then let me downsize. And then at the right time, when I get the right contract that will allow me again to go back to a bigger space, I can. If I can afford, a team of five now, yes, let me work with a team of five. Yes, I know that I need a team of 10, but my finances are such that I can only operate with five. So I think being honest to yourself, don't lie to yourself as a business owner.
Be realistic.
Work within your means until the right time. It's very important. Decision making is very important and based on the numbers, the right numbers. Hence, you need the right reports at the right time to say, look, based on these numbers, what are the opportunities that we can tap into? All right. Avoid credits that you don't need, whereby you end up paying too much interest. You end up basically working for the bank, or you're working for this. Yeah. And avoid the wrong, business partners. So I know we've been through the most, as entrepreneurs. But amidst that storm, we've seen a lot of opportunities.
For sure.
But if you don't have the mentality of say, and I think that's what entrepreneurship is, seeing opportunities where others are not seeing opportunities. The stage that we're in since last year, COVID-19, it has been an opportunity for funding whereby almost everyone wants to fund businesses, want to fund and scale businesses because they understand what we've been through. So resilience is very key. Don't go out of the business just because you're not doing well. You might sell it very cheaper only to find that someone is getting it and turning it around. Personally, I've had a lot of temptations whereby job offers come and you like, that's a good salary. You know what I mean? Must I still keep on doing this thing?
Stay strong. Stay you know strong.
I mean? Now imagine the idea of having that money every month. But again, what we forget is that once you jump into that, you leave your purpose, you leave your passion and you're going to get in that and not perform. And once you stop performing because there's no motivation, the money is not enough for you and or maybe the money is not enough motivation for you, then you end up again going back to where you want to be. So I think being truthful to ourselves and just, getting this thing going is very important. Yes, it's not easy. I failed many times in few things that I've tried, but you still get up, rise up, clean up and show up. And opportunities will always come.
And have a little faith.
That's very important. You don't say that because I'll start preaching.
I was giving you the opportunity, my friend. And I think it's vitally important as you've hit on, surround yourself with the right people. If there is an element that you can't do yourself, especially around financial management and accounting, get the right guys in there to do that for you. You're an inspiration. Yes, because you're amazing at what you do and you've achieved a lot in a very short amount of time, but it's the fact that you have chosen in the space that you are to turn that outward and invest in others and help other small businesses, because we will all grow together. And you are forming this network of profitability where companies are going to be able to help and work in conjunction with each other to create, even if it's a micro economy, we're improving the situation. So I appreciate you. I feel like I'm preaching a little bit now, but you certainly do warrant it. What an absolute pleasure to plug into your amazing mind and get an idea of what it's taken to get you here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for this great, wonderful opportunity, and all the best to you and the rest of the team.
Completely. I think the take home for me, if you have been in the trenches over the last year and a half as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, don't be overly emotional about it. Be realistic. Start looking at the numbers. Find the right people who can help you. The resources are there if you need them. And most importantly, have a little faith. And that's a wrap on this week's podcast. Join us again next time as we give you more tips to own your business journey. I'm your host, Graham Richards, and you are listening to the Bold Leap Business Podcast.